Yeah, thanks, Kenny. We're at the end of the first run through Gartan, which is special stage 12. All the leading crews have come through, and Manus Kelly, for the second stage in a row, has been the fastest in this international. It's been all about the quick times, of course, of Donna Kelly up until Carn Hill. Manus Kelly took 8 seconds out of him in Carn Hill, and he's took another 3 seconds, well, just under 3 seconds, out of him here at the end of Gartan as they head back to service in Milford. Donna Kelly still leads this event, but Manus is closing in. The time for Donna was 7 minutes 41.3. The Frosses man told us that the tyres are knackered. He's not happy with the tyre choice for this loop of stages, and he is losing time, but he's still in front. Manus with the quickest time, 7 minutes 38.9 for Manus. Well, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy lost some more time. They hit a chicane in there in Gartan. 7 minutes 45.9 was the time for Gary Jennings. The battle for the R5s, the championship battle, is enthralling. Alistair Fisher up against Sam Moffat. It was all about Fisher up until the previous loop, and then Moffat took a bit of time out of him, but Fisher has been hitting back. He took a lot of time out of him in Carn Hill, but it was the turn of Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson, the championship leaders this time around. They've taken a couple of seconds out of Fisher. The time for Sam, 7 minutes 47.6. Fisher's 7 minutes 49.9 was the time there for Alistair Fisher. Josh Moffat, well, he's having problems with his Fiesta. She's missing away, and the flat paddles aren't working either properly for him. 7 minutes 52 was the time for Josh in there. And Joe McGonigal and Kieran Gainey, they are further on down the leaderboard, but they are running on the road with the leader. 7 minutes 58.5 was the time for the Muffle Cara crew in that one. So in the international standings, as we see it unofficially, Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan's lead has been cut to 11 seconds. Going into this loop, Donna had a lead of 21.5, but Manus has now cut that by 10.5 seconds. 11 seconds is the difference now between the Focus and the Subaru S12B, with Donna Kelly still out in front. Gary Jennings is a further 45 seconds back, continuing to hold third position. Alistair Fisher is fourth in the Fiesta. He's now 10.7 ahead of Sam Moffat in fifth, with Josh Moffat just under 40 seconds adrift in sixth. On to the national rally. It's been all about Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callaghan up until today. They continue to log fastest times in that Darien, and they have increased their advantage over Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh. The fastest time of the national cars was that of Gallagher and Callaghan. The Darien, 7 minutes 59.8 was the time there. Damien Gallagher, 8 minutes and 0.7 of a second was the time for Damien Gallagher. Gary McPhillips has lost third place, 8 minutes 7.4 for McPhillips and John McNulty. They were some 5-odd seconds slower than the milkman Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy, back up to third. 8 minutes 2.1 was the time for Declan Gallagher in there. Ryan Loughran with another steady time, 8 minutes 5.7. Jonathan Pringle, 8 minutes 9.1. And Adrian Hetherington, 8 minutes 6.7 is the time for Adrian Hetherington. He broke away in Carn Hill, but certainly back on the pace in Gartan. The unofficial national standings is as follows as we see it. Kevin Gallagher in that Darien now leads by 17.1 seconds from the Ford Escort of Damien Gallagher. The milkman, Declan Gallagher, is up into third position, and he now sits ahead of Gary McPhillips, as I'm looking at it, round about 3 seconds, or 0.5 of a second, I think, there's the difference now between Declan Gallagher and Gary McPhillips. There's going to be a big battle between these two on the final loop of day two coming up after service, that is for sure. But Gallagher is just ahead of Phillips, third and fourth there. Ryan Loughran continues to hold fifth. Jonathan Pringle is sixth, and Adrian Hetherington is wrapping up the top seven in the National. The crews are now heading as far as service in Milford. Marcus Ashmore is there for Highland Radio Sport. He'll be talking to all the leading crews now as they head into regroup and then into service in both the International and the National. Plus, he'll be speaking to quite a few of the other local crews who are still involved in this event as well. But it was all about Donna Kelly up until the midway point. The last two stages, however, have been dominated by Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. The Subaru S12B is chasing down the leaders, Donna Kelly and Conor Foley in that Ford Focus WRC. The gap is now 11 seconds with Donna Kelly out in front. We'll be back with more shortly.